Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Max Balagde.
And I am George Clark the First.
I plan
on calling all of my children George.
Really?
No. Yeah.
No.
They're all nameless at the moment. I've got 10 kids. I joke. And this is the useless hotline.
Yeah, it is.
TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little bossy nest.
We did indeed, and the useless hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
Pero, may, do you know how to say but in any other languages?
Sure.
Be speaking to the expert.
Hey,
it won't always just be us. Some weeks we'll be joined by a special guest.
Not this week, though.
No, just a special host.
Oh, because, guys, as we promised you in either the last episode or the one before, can't remember because I don't give a shit, to be honest with you. I'm joking. No, we said that big things are coming from the Useless Hotline in 2024, and we do not disappoint because we are getting into a schedule like you've never seen before.
Baby.
You might be seeing maybe a improvement to the set, maybe a second season, if you will. But for now, we're just bringing it on back to the special episodes that come once a month.
Hell yeah.
And this week's episode is George's.
Yeah, it is. And it's YouTube theme. The big exciting world of YouTube.
Ooh.
Because Max always says he doesn't know about it, so I thought today we'd educate him.
Indeed.
And also, he said he's going to start up his channel again soon.
Well, okay, so before we get into your special, I just want to update you on so many things in my life.
Well,
firstly,
I haven't tackled this first thing, actually.
Oh, okay.
You say big things are coming. Big things also seem to be going to the gym.
Yes, George.
That was such CBeebies energy.
Oh, God. I genuinely planned it. So I wore this. So I'm going to the
gym. Did you think I hadn't seen?
No, I knew that you had seen, but I just didn't think that you'd noticed
it. Those white seals underneath the table.
What are them two hairy ferrets doing? I have just worn this for the podcast.
Did you not?
No, so I've not been to the gym. I'm not going to the gym after this.
That was weird. That was a weird reaction.
You're right.
It wasn't that funny. It was nowhere near that funny. What the hell was that reaction? It's
anyway.
Just obesity is terrifying.
It is. It really is. Trust me, I've looked in the mirror. No. So I'm going to the gym. I'm going home. That scared me.
I like the idea of all their listeners.
Yeah, they're so
stacking
confused.
Shelves at work or something.
Oh my God. If you've suffered an injury as a result of George's screaming, then we are not liable. Just letting you know. So I'm going home after this, and then I'm going to the gym like soon after. But I thought, just to show that I am a gym legend, I will wear my gym outfit. This is not sponsored, by the way. Gymshark, please sponsor me. I'm going on a fitness journey. Yes, it's my 7th fitness journey in about 3 years. However, this one is paying off. My life is changing.
How many times have you been to the gym?
What day is it?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I've been since Monday twice. So each day, every day. This week. Yes, there's only been 3 days, but I am going again today.
Is it the start of this week was where you're like, I'm making Monday. A change?
No. Last week. Last week I went 4 times
you
in a week.
You are a little fitness legend.
I'm a fucking fitness legend. Every single... Thank you. Well, to the audio next. Listeners, he just shook my hand. Every morning I've been having these greens. Have you seen them that TikTok like influencers use and stuff? Said that as if we're not both that thing. Anyway, I meant like the fitness ones.
Hate those guys.
Yeah. No, they... can you see so much of my thigh, by the way? I feel like... all my thigh is on display now. Anyway. Anyway. I just flashed my balls to George under the table. Anyway. I've been having the greens with like a bit of lemon juice in the morning. Gives me this natural energy. I've got pre-workout in my car.
Nice.
Ready to just like...
Are you still fizzing off your tits before you go?
Oh. I think I told you, didn't I, the last time? I was lit. Now I've worked it out. I'm no longer like, you know, chemical overdose.
Yeah.
Been going for swims afterwards. Going to the hot tub, going to everything. Like, after I do an actual workout though. So in the past, if I ever got a gym that just had a pool, I would just go to sit in the hot tub and then say, oh, well, I've gone to the gym.
That was the most northern you sounded in a while.
Was it?
I would just go to sit in the hot tub.
Just go to sit in the hot tub. But yeah, no, I'm getting into it. I'm doing well. I've got a personal trainer session next week.
Nice.
I will not be, this is a, you
don't
get
be
three.
Flashing them any videos.
No. You get 3 for free if you do it.
Yeah.
And afterwards I will not be paying because prices are extortionate, not for me, but I will be taking whatever they teach me in those three one-hour sessions. And implementing it in my daily life.
Yeah, I don't think they're afterwards going to see you in the gym and go, hey, I taught you that. No,
don't do that.
You never know.
But no, I'm loving it. I have no exaggeration. When I went onto the treadmill last week, I remember the exact feeling of, oh my God, your body can actually feel good.
Mm.
Endorphins are a real thing.
Yeah, I feel like one of the... granted, not necessarily true 100% of the time, but one of my favorite sayings is you're never going to regret a workout.
Yeah.
Unless you sort of got like a barbell dropped on your head or something.
Yes,
I don't think that's part of the quote. But
oh, side note. Okay. Went on Twitter. What's it called? X.
Yeah.
Like the other day. I don't really have Twitter. I just went on it. I was like, got this like random little account just like see if I could like get like not under my name or anything just to see like, because I feel like I miss out on jokes and like stuff like that.
It's the place to be.
So I was like doing it. You've been saying over the last few like months that you get like these deep, dark, horrible videos.
The For You section on X.
George,
this
death.
needs to be spoken about, actually. The For You section on X. Is it a For You page?
Yeah.
It's just pure
death
videos.
Oh my God.
Or people's OnlyFans getting pushed towards you.
100%.
Or I keep seeing videos of just animals in and about Africa.
Brutally
just tearing
murdered.
each other's intestines out.
I've seen
out.
A Komodo dragon eat a baby lamb whole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice to see on a Tuesday morning.
The rest
morning.
Of it, well, not just the lamb whole.
Oh, I've seen a man get... Literally, the caption of this video was something like, new Japanese clothing removal machine. And I was like,
someone just gets sucked into it.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what is this? It's a guy working in a factory in Japan who gets his arm stuck in a machine, ends up going through the entire machine, every bone in his body broken, comes out completely naked because it's ripped all his clothes off.
Yeah, seen that.
And then I just
is
I
that not mental that I you could describe a video like that and I'd go, oh yeah, that's gone up a couple of times in my life.
What else have I seen then? Have you seen the guy that falls off a building and gets skewered by a bollard?
Oh, many of them.
What the fuck is going on? I don't you see.
I know.
I've
become so desensitized to it. In fact, it's actually made me terrified of day-to-day life.
Oh.
I saw somebody cleaning windows up a skyscraper today. I thought I was about to die. Yes.
I've seen people I've seen the life leave people's body.
It's crazy.
I don't want to see that.
Bloke who's had his face dipped in the Amazon. Piranhas clean off the face. I've seen a crocodile bite the front of a zebra's nose and then death roll. So half its head got ripped off.
I saw a hippo lift bite into a lion that tried to eat it so bad that half of its entire thing is
off.
Just hanging down.
And then it tried to drink the water after.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Why have you seen that? What is going on?
I don't understand.
I don't like it.
I think originally they started taking the pages down, but there's ones with millions of followers.
Oh, hell and horror. Actual, like, murder scenes from like war. Someone who's for some reason wearing a GoPro in an actual war. This is not Call of Duty. This is war like videos. Death. I said this place is not for me. I deleted the app.
Every other tweet, hashtag ad. This is these people's jobs. Yeah. They are just reposting. Just horrible shit.
No, I deleted the app. I literally was like, this place is not for me. Like, I don't care if I'm missing out on, like...
I'm going to play a game right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go on X, and then we'll see how long it takes until we see, find something horrible.
Oh, my God. Well, I can already see, like, fans. Someone's tits, yeah.
Oh, did you see the Drake video?
Of Drake's cock? Yeah.
Drake's have you not seen
big
this?
Cock oh. waggling about. It's very blurry. It's questionable. It could not be Drake, it but I like, think it is Drake.
You know when... you turn a hose pipe on and it goes...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them big things at car washes.
Mine does not have the facilities for that.
Oh, man. Mine's like... No chance. What a horrible thing. We both just looked at each other and we're like, oh yeah, mine can't do that. Oh. How unfortunate. No, good on him. Mm. I've seen... do you know when you see those, what they called? Blank items. Blank items? Dark
bronchitis.
Items. No, it's like that people send them in and it's like a rumor about a big celebrity or something, but it's like from an anonymous source. It's called like a blank item or something like that. Anyway, so loads about Drake that apparently likes to get his hole eaten.
Hey, people like to get their hole eaten.
Yeah, but he like would make girls sign NDAs specifically like
around
for that.
Around the rim of it.
Yeah.
And then lick it off.
Also, allegedly, this is all alleged. I don't want Drake to... Drake's not watching.
Come
in
on,
fact, Drake is
Pappy.
A huge...
We don't want any... We don't have any...
No. This is coming from Prosecco Mammy. Oh Prosecco Mummy. sorry, one more thing that is crazy that's happened in the world of the internet this week.
If we're saying about to say the same thing, then...
Trisha Paytas?
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Were you about to actually say that?
The Trisha Paytas prophecy.
Oh my God. It's blowing my mind. So
It's
the most mental thing I've ever seen. So for those of you who don't know, Trisha Paytas had a child last year or the year before. I can't remember whenever the Queen died. Mm. And
it was born the same day the Queen died.
Yes. Yes. And hilariously and iconically.
I'd say maybe... Not hilariously.
No. I was going to say, hilariously and iconically, the baby's name is Malibu Barbie Paytas, or Moses is her dad's last name.
I thought you were going to say the bit that makes it now a prophecy was going to be hilarious.
No. No, it's quite dark, but
yeah,
hilarious in like camp factor. Like the idea that
like
the Queen...
Like a caravan site.
No.
At night.
That the idea that the Queen... of England, like our longest ruling leader, would die and be reincarnated in the name of Malibu Barbie, Trisha Paytas' daughter, is hilarious and iconic, quite frankly. And obviously this was kind of a meme that was circulating at the time of the Queen's death. Cut to, Trisha Paytas is pregnant, expecting to give birth in May of this year.
To a child.
To a child, of course. And King Charles... our current ruler of the UK, has now been diagnosed with cancer. People are hypothesizing he's going to pass away. She's going to give birth to the next royal member. Like,
don't talk about his royal member.
No, I won't do, sorry. But that is crazy. That is wild. Like,
yeah.
What are the chances? Like, at the first time, yeah.
But then
funny
they
joke, whatever.
They'd be reincarnated.
Don't.
Oh. Lizzie, if you are with us,
oh my God,
please make a sign. Don't just hit one over.
Right.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, there'll be a bit peak there now. Just related though. Hasn't stopped in the past, has it? Hey, the old royals, famously quite incestuous.
Yes. no, I just think it's wild. And Trisha Paytas has posted about it. First time around, she was like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, look at Queen Baby Victoria, whatever.
Yeah.
And this time she's like, no guys, I think you've all like manifested this to actually be true.
No,
she's genuinely worried.
If it does occur, she'll have to make like a statement.
Oh yeah, she will. It's been all over the news and everything. It's wild. I love Trisha Paytas. This is great.
Right.
Okay. I want you to...
Moving on to the theme of today's episode, YouTube. Mm. What a nice little segue.
Oh, I'm excited.
She's been in her fair few. The first thing I wanted to do was play a nice game of what's our favourite YouTube cancellation? Let's just reminisce on the past of YouTube cancellations. What's one that springs to mind for you?
The first one that springs to mind for me is the Tati Westbrook and James Charles feud.
Yeah. Because...
What
was it called? Bi Sister?
Yeah, Bi Sister.
B-Y-E.
Yes.
He is still homosexual.
Yes, he is indeed. And it's my favourite, probably of all time, specifically for the quote of Tati explaining, like, after the fact of, like, they had disagreements with business deals or something along those lines that kind of kickstarted it. And then in her video, she started to mention that she didn't like the way that James was starting to act. For example, he was at her dinner party for her birthday.
Yeah.
And in her exact words, she said, and he was, like, sitting there talking about sucking dick and cock.
Dick and cock?
Sucking dick and cock. And it just, at the time, it was just so great to me. And right now, in 2024, sucking dick and cock is still up there on my agenda. And I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, no, it was a great time for me. What about you?
You're going to be like, I didn't like the way that he was reacting down the other end of the table. James, what are you doing? He's just there.
All right.
No, we went down different.
I thought you were gonna. Yeah
we went different angles there. Not just speaking about it. He was going for it. What's my one of my favorite YouTube cancellations? I don't want to. I've got a few that may crop up later. Mm-hmm. Not that I personally plan on doing.
Shall I try and think of some more then? So I don't give away for you. The Logan Paul one.
Yeah, that's.
I remember kind of bits about that, but I was not, like, I just remember other people speaking about it. I don't think I witnessed the whole thing happening.
No, I think the video was up for about 24 hours before it got taken down, because the initial fan base of his just watched it and were like, damn, crazy video, man. Yeah. I can't believe you caught that. Low gang. Mm. And then people started cutting onto it and were like, no, this is mental.
Mm. Did it get on, like, news channels and stuff?
I think so, yeah, because, I mean, it literally posted a deceased corpse.
Yeah.
On the wrong site. Put it on X.
Yeah.
That's where you get your money.
That's there you go. So, number one, I'm guessing that goes against YouTube guidelines to have a dead body on a YouTube video.
Yeah, big time. Also, it was in a forest in Japan well known for suicides to take place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's... Oh. So going there and then being, like, surprised to see one, obviously you'd be surprised, but then it's like, why are you going in there? Right. It's like, to put it in Harry Potter terms, it's like going into the Enchanted Forest and saying, a hippogriff? What the hell's that doing there?
Right, okay, I'm with you. So people were also pissed off at the fact that he went to a place that is known for that, obviously, like... If a place is known for that as well, then it's not really a fun place to go to.
Exactly. And it's also...
It's quite insensitive to also film there,
I'm
guessing.
I think it was blurred.
Oh, it wasn't even blurred out, so you just saw a dead body.
Yeah, not sure it was blurred, so sort of showed that person in that state.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And just put it on the
internet. Their family
could
have found out. Oh, yeah, there's so many layers to this. Mm. How does one come back from that?
There was a... Well, you just... fight KSI and then save Rey Mysterio.
That is wild, isn't it? Because what do you see a difference in
how he's been acting? Yeah, recently he's
no, in like when a man gets cancelled versus a woman, like if we look back historically, even James Charles, Tati Westbrook, that whole situation happened, then James Charles like fired back at her or whatever.
Yeah.
Since then, James Charles has been exposed for literally being a nonce, allegedly being a nonce. Still like a millionaire, still posts videos. I've not seen her since then.
No, I think I don't know whether it directly coincides with their gender.
Mm.
I think it might just be Tati was getting cancelled, so when I kind of don't want to be a part of this world. I feel like I couldn't say the last time that I've seen someone get successfully cancelled.
I feel like Colin Ballinger's successfully cancelled.
Still makes videos.
But like...
Still gets like... We've said this before. She still gets views and
but
stuff.
But if you look like, at like Logan Paul, that is... what he did is like on par with like... What she, I don't really know the ins and outs of what she did as well.
Also,
I guess.
The reason the Logan Paul one was so big at the time was because he was also still rising and like he was the person in the US at that point. So it's like, I mean, if you look at like Colleen Ballinger, she was big and she's sort of just people are aware of who she is.
Yeah, it's not like I was really seeing her videos before that whole thing happened. If you get what I mean.
The same way James Charles thing was so big and how he's still there is because he was still on his come up.
Right, I get
and
you.
Then got a little knock, but was people still realistically were tuning into him beforehand anyway. So
yeah, I think there are some. It's just weird, isn't it? I do think sometimes when I see like women get shit on the internet for stuff.
Yeah,
they seem to. I see it as more difficult for them to I witness them struggling to come back from it more than like male counterparts. But there could be other factors at play. I don't know. Maybe we should have a woman on here to talk about it. Oh wait, it's two white guys.
Hell yeah.
So but we tried.
Who's your favorite YouTuber at the moment? Do you watch much YouTube anymore? Because I know you said you used to watch loads.
Do you know who my favorites used to be? There were two people called Elijah and Christine. She's called Christine Sedelko. Do you know who she is?
No.
She started as a Vine person.
Nice.
Do you know the Vine? Mary Chrysler.
She just lived in the jungle.
No. Do you know the Vine Mary Chrysler?
Yeah.
That's her.
Right.
And then her and this guy called Elijah Daniels, who was like, they were all like friends with like Tana Mojo and stuff back in the day.
I've heard of Elijah Daniels.
You definitely will probably recognize him. And they were literally my favorites. I watched every single one of their videos and I remember thinking, they have the coolest life. They would get like so drunk on like a Tuesday and then like she'd be like throwing
that
up.
That is cool.
And I'd be like, oh my God, they're so hilarious. And then as I got older, she like completely came off the internet. She was like, it became so toxic for me because everywhere that I'd go, I'd be in someone's video and they'd think I'm just going to get the most fucked up and be sick and like do all this wild stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, and then it made me realize like, oh my God, like that is actually.
We just played a little bit footsie there.
Yeah, we did. And I liked it. No, but it made me realize like, oh, you know, there's dark sides to stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I also find it really interesting when somebody opts to take a step back from everything, even though they're very successful.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people do it until like they go insane because they're desperately trying to like remain relevant and stuff. Another one of my favorite YouTubers, Troye Sivan.
Currently?
No, back in the day.
Oh.
Like that I remember watching like Troye Sivan's.
I never saw his videos personally.
Oh
my
God.
I saw him like hop on
like
of...
Joe and Casper's and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their channels.
Well, but I loved him because he was hypothesized to be in a relationship with another YouTuber called Connor Franter.
I heard about him as well.
And they were definitely together. Like, it was so obvious, but nobody would, like, everybody would never say anything because they were both, like, not out. It was back in the day when you had, like, people did, like, coming out videos and shit like that, which is so, they're so camp now when I look back, like, so iconic to just be like, and get like a 10-minute video of like, so here's the thing. You know, everybody just liked girls and I just didn't feel like that. And it's so interesting that I would sit there watching them like, oh my God, what are they going to say? When the caption of the video was like coming out or something. I'd be like, oh my God, they're gay. But so that's kind of the sort of people that I used to watch.
Did you watch Tyler Oakley much?
Honestly, no.
I used to watch him. Have you seen, he's like, huge now.
Oh
like,
yeah, he's like muscly.
Strong boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has been for a while because he was like, he literally looked like.
Pick your words wisely, Max.
I'm trying to think of a nice way to say that he looked like he would work at CEX, kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that sort of vibe, coloured hair. Very like red in the face, very happy, very like nice customer service vibes.
Yeah.
And now completely different person. I would not recognize him if I saw him now. Buff, like like he kind of looks like a Disney Pixar character in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting. Can't wait for people to say that about me.
My current YouTube.
Current.
I go through phases a lot. I feel like I've watched too much YouTube in my life. At the moment, the Outdoor Boys.
Oh, okay. What do they do?
Well, it's the Outdoor Boys. It's a lovely little man called Luke. Mm-hmm. Lives in Alaska.
Oh.
With his three little boys and his wife.
Oh.
And he takes them all like camping and shit. Mm. But every now and then just does like a solo trip and stuff. But he just goes out into Alaska with his tent and all his stuff, goes hunting,
that's nice.
Like just sleeps sleeps in his tent. It sounds boring.
Yeah, it does.
But they...
No, it sounds cute.
But it's like the most wholesome like content in the world. Like, they do like 50 million views a video now.
Really?
Like he's...
YouTube is wild, isn't it? Good for them.
But a guy called Colin Furs.
I've heard of Colin Firth.
Yeah, not quite him.
Okay.
He's just like a wacky inventor guy. Just like makes like hovercrafts and shit just for fun.
Maybe I have seen.
You probably would have
TikTok
seen like
clips
a few
of
his
or something.
Things.
Yeah.
Like he dug up underneath his house to make a bunker, and I think he's currently digging underneath his driveway so that his car can sink down into the floor and then come back up again.
Oh my god.
And it's just on a normal like housing estate. It's so weird.
Oh, what am I mean, all the YouTubers that I watch now are people who play Pokemon. but it's kind of, I don't sit and watch the videos.
Yeah.
I put it on whilst I'm brushing my teeth, whilst I'm in the shower.
Whilst you're playing Pokemon?
No, yeah, sometimes. I'm not even joking. Whilst I'm like in the shower, I'll put it on the edge of like the bath and then just like watch whilst I'm like scrubbing my body.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah. And I'm naked. No.
Nice.
And I just like to watch them play Pokemon, talk about Pokemon, because Pokemon is kind of like chess. If you think about it, especially the competitive battling circuit. It's very mathematical. It's a lot of maths, actually. I'll have you know,
what's the maths?
All of the moves have different like number of like what power they do. They're all different types. And if, for example, I was to hit, if there was a Pokemon that was a fire type, yeah, and I was to use a water type move on it, it would have double the amount of hit points that it normally would.
Right.
Whereas if there was a Pokemon that was flying and water, and I used an electric type move on it. Electric is super effective on water and flying, so it would be four times effective.
Well, I'll just write this down in my notes.
Yes, thank you. No, it's crazy. Pokemon is very mathematical. It really is. And I like to watch people speak about it. I do. It's very nice.
Well,
who were your YouTubers from back in the day, though?
Back in the day, used to watch quite a bit of a guy called Nerdcubed.
Mm.
He played games. Did
well, like old games. Cube.
No, not quite.
Oh.
Just played games back in the day. I found him through his Far Cry 3 permadeath.
Ooh.
Just pretty cool stuff. used to watch all sort of Jared Casper and that whole group.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crazy when, like, so obviously we speak to them now, and occasionally I'll like just be speaking with like Joe or Casper about like what it was like for them back at the time, and then
yeah,
Joe just turned to me and he was like, yeah, one time we just like shut down the entirety of Leicester Square.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking hell, I could maybe like shut down like a section of a Greggs maybe if I like if I tried really hard and posted on all socials that was going to be there. But like they literally had so much influence, yeah, and it's wild to think about.
No, it is a bit crazy.
Like they lived in an era where if they promoted or just spoke about a product, it would sell out like that.
I don't think many people have that anymore. Like, do you remember, like, it would have been ages ago now, but do you remember when James Charles went to like what was it, like Manchester or Birmingham or something, to like a
Jeffree Star?
No, I think it was
to in Wigan train station. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh my god, right, okay, we'll get to that.
I think it was James Charles was releasing like a beauty palette or something and just shut down a whole like mall.
Yeah, yeah, it used to happen all the time. I think, number one, consumers are a lot smarter nowadays. Like, we've kind of got past the point of believing that every single thing that these makeup influencers sell to us, when it says like ad, that they really are passionate about it. Because especially back in the day, they used to not have to disclose if it was an ad. So now we've kind of realized
I don't mean he was promoting something. He turned up to the shopping center and everybody wanted to see him, the whole place just shut down.
Oh my God.
Well, I think he was actually, I remember that day, he was releasing a palette.
Yeah, he would have been. He wouldn't have just gone to Birmingham shopping center in terms of
not you just being like, making a bit of like hashtag ad. Like, it wasn't like people swarmed there to get them.
No. I get what you said. But what I'm saying is, like, nowadays, we have to, everything is disclosed. So the idea of like influencers and everything, it's changed in the past. They kind of used to deceive their audiences into thinking that, oh my God, this is the best game ever. They're getting paid to say it. Nowadays, everybody knows if we're getting paid to say something. So like, number one, you're going to, as an influencer, you're going to be more picky and choosy about what you actually do promote, because you want to make sure that you actually like it and that like you actually would use it. And number two, like I said, everyone's going to know. So if you're lying, they're going to find out and then ask questions. So I think that people used to get so driven behind them. And also there was, in that era, a good YouTube video was like 10 million views. Whereas nowadays, a good YouTube video, it's like maybe a million after a bit or something.
Yeah.
So there was just so much more importance on that long form content, where people do get a lot more tied into them and become more like super fans. Yeah. So it's a wild time. Whereas now with TikTok, like, yeah, people love, I think especially there's some like big, like American, like beauty influencers and stuff that they'll say they like a makeup pen. What the fuck is a makeup pen? I don't know. Like a lip liner or something, and it will sell out like that. But if they like did a huge launch of something, would it shut down a mall? I don't really know anymore.
No, I mean, Sidemen have released their sides stores, and I think they had a lot of people turn up, but I don't know if they
side stores.
Sides, so they
the food chain. Yeah.
So we've got a few of them open up.
Yeah, they're like the last one of the last standing like big YouTubers that still have that impact, I would say.
Yeah, I think TGF, when they were doing it, I don't think you'd know who TGF are.
TGF Riders.
They had like a, you know, the childish
clothes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. They had a bit of, because I don't think they make many videos together anymore. They're still like friends and stuff, but they make videos for their own channels. But when they were making the TGF videos, they had like a cult following.
Yeah.
I think they did a hide and seek once in Birmingham where they live. And they just hid somewhere in Birmingham. And apparently, like, wherever you were in the center, you'd see groups of people running around trying to find them.
Ah, really?
Like, they had like a big impact.
Oh my God, TanaCon.
Yes.
TanaCon was wild. See, I loved Tanamojo back in the day. And I didn't really, I didn't really watch like YouTubers or anything.
Yeah.
But I'd seen like a few videos of her in other people's videos. And I was like, oh my God, she just seems like really cool, like really normal. And then that whole thing happened. I was like, what the fuck? And then Sean DePaul. What am I trying to say? Shane Dawson. Sean DePaul. Shane Dawson did that like whole docu-series. And I was like, oh my God. Because I was like fighting. I was literally like in the comments like, Tana would never do this if she knew that like people were outside burning in the sun. Like Tana obviously had no idea. And there was that weirdo on the fucking like, what's it called? Electric scooter thing? What they called? You know what? Segway. That blonde guy on the Segway. Do you remember? Everyone kept saying he looked like that boss baby.
I don't know, like this.
The mastermind behind TanaCon or something. And you would see him in the back of clips, like on a Segway, like in a suit. So weird. Like the fact that this was real life is so weird. The fact that shit used to happen. It's like, can you imagine us putting on some sort of event and it getting so huge that people like get blistering sunburns because they can't physically get inside, and then it's chaos. What would we do in that moment? I'd be like, oh my God.
I feel like just be like, well, if they've all got tickets though, that's just poorly managed.
But then it's not like look at all the events that we put on. That one event that we put on. like, we trusted in people to sort that for us. We don't know about, like, event organization and stuff like that. Yeah. So imagine if, like, people were getting trampled on us. Like, what do you do?
Well, I'll just make a video, throw them under the bus.
I think that's what happened, to be fair. But no, that was an iconic time. Yeah, big up TanaCon. Can't wait for the next one.
Right. Up next, speaking of segues, we are now segueing into a nice game of guess the YouTuber slash their content slash their subscriber count, because I don't know if you know who these people are.
Oh, God. Well, it's going to be a fun game then.
This gentleman here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What are your thoughts about this person? Do you think he's a big YouTuber? Do you think he's a small YouTuber? What sort of content do
I mean,
he
the
make?
Fact that you're showing him to me would indicate that he's a big YouTuber.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Oh my God. What is he called?
Thoughts about this man. What do you reckon
his
name
is?
I'm
trying to think of his name.
Do you know who he is?
I'm trying to think of his name. I think so. Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah. And then what sort of videos is
I was joking because that's a rapper. Is that actually Machine Gun Kelly? I don't know. He could have started on YouTube.
No, I mean,
is that not Machine Gun Kelly?
No, we'll run with it because it's close.
Okay. How's it close?
What content
is he a rapper? Rapping songs.
Yeah. Well, he might be. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean
use assumptions. Who do you think this man is?
Machine Gun Kelly. Is it actually Machine Gun Kelly? Shut the fuck up. Look at, what the fuck? What are the chances? What the actual fuck?
So what sort of videos do you think he made?
I don't know. I always just thought he was a rapper. And then...
Okay, so what sort of videos?
Get Ready With Me.
So this is Machine Gun Kelly does Get Ready With Me.
Vlogs.
These are vlogs. What sort of follower are we saying? How many subs?
10 million.
10 million. Incorrect. That's Ninja. He's a gamer and he's got 20 million subscribers.
Well, what the fuck? Why did you say yeah?
Machine Gun Kelly.
I was being stupid, but then I thought, oh, it's actually Machine Gun Kelly.
I knew you were being stupid. This one I feel like easier. You potentially.
Oh my God.
You know this
I do
man.
Know him. Have I met him before?
I think you would have done.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I literally know him because you went on holiday with him. Oh my God. He's got like, his name is in code. His name is literally code words. It's not real words. It's not a real name.
Okay, just...
You always call him something stupid because it's not, that's like, sounds like he's... It's something like fucking R2-D2 or something shit like that. I know that it is. It's called like, it's like fucking, oh, it's like a name and then literal like numbers or something. It's like fucking Steve12. It literally is R2-D2. So I don't know his name. I know exactly who he is.
Steve12.
Steve12.
Okay, this is Steve12.
Right, okay.
What sort of videos does he make?
He makes laughable videos about comedy and having a great time.
Right.
He hangs out with his pals and all of you get in his videos and you will make fun videos together about reacting to comedic sort of scenes.
Somewhat there, okay. Yeah. And how many subscribers?
30 million.
A little bit off.
Right.
His name is Will.
Will, oh, what's his?
You got this.
I know it. Oh my God, this is really pissing me off. This is really pissing me off.
No.
Oh. Is it like Will I be? Will I be? Will I am? Will I?
Yeah. After his stint at the Black Eyed Peas, he started making commentary YouTube videos.
Oh, I don't know.
Will N.E.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god.
How is that like R2-D2?
It literally is. I'm sorry. That is literally R2-D2.
Do you know why it's not going to sound like R2? I'll explain why.
Right,
his last name is Lenny.
Will Lenny. Oh, okay. Will N-E. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think about fair 6 enough. Million subscribers.
Right, okay. Well, pussy, grow up, get 30. Come on. That is a darts player. I don't know who that is. That is literally any given man in the local pub where I used to live at any given point of any time of day.
Name?
He's right there. Paul.
Content.
Content.
Well, he doesn't look content, but...
he looks fuming. Content. Brick Lane videos. I have no idea.
How many subs?
12. He defo makes TikToks like, I make fucking $3,000 a day laying these bricks. That's what he does.
He actually has 1.6 million subscribers.
Oh, okay.
And his name is Bateson87.
Bateson87. Does he like do food videos?
He makes FIFA videos.
Oh.
Sort of pack openings and stuff.
I thought he might be that guy that like goes to cafes and orders like their biggest meal. And have you seen him?
Well, beard meets food.
Maybe, something like that. And he like just eats everything.
Yeah.
Maybe. He look kind of look like that guy.
No, he doesn't at all.
Right, okay.
This person, you know this person. You don't know this person.
I do not know that person. Well, I'm guessing he's obviously a YouTuber. None of these are pranks. They're all actual YouTubers.
No, they're all... Yeah, they're all...
Right, okay then. So...
How many subs?
Wait, I don't... Let me think of who he could be. I don't know. Is he like a... I'm assuming, because I don't know his face, and the fact that you're like... Is he like... Is he one of them people that wears masks? Like has a
clearly
like,
not.
Oh yeah, but that's what he.
Oh, God. You can see his face.
Right, okay.
I've just outed someone.
His name is. The YouTubers don't have proper names, so I don't fucking know. What he could be called like Pterodactyl for all I know.
What if I told you he was Swedish?
Zara Larsson. I have no idea.
He's called PewDiePie.
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah.
How many subs?
100 million.
Well, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God.
111 million subscribers.
Oh, my God. That was quite good for me then.
I mean, you said 100 million because you couldn't be bothered to think
no,
of
because,
a number.
No, because the fact that I knew who I'd heard of his name.
Mm.
And I've never seen him, so he must be huge.
This man. Who is he? What does he do? How many subscribers?
He's called Matthew. He's a marathon. He's a fitness. I don't know. He's a rugby player. He has a very wide neck.
I've screened you a bit of the photo. That's Cody Ko.
Right.
Just a funny guy.
Oh, does so he does funny videos. Reaction videos, yeah. Okay then, right.
Like, you know this person.
You have to ask me how many followers he has.
Oh, how many followers do you think he's
got? 60 million.
No, like six.
6 million?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That. You know that.
Oh.
You know that
I literally recognise her so bad. It's not Gabby Hanna.
No.
I would recognise, I would know, I know what Gabby Hanna looks like. That's not Zoella, is it? No? No. What the hell is going on? I'm so baffled right now. I 100%. Is she called like Jackie?
Ooh.
Is she called like Jackie?
Close.
Oh, it's in my head. It's like on my brain. Jackie.
Do you know what videos did she make?
Makeup videos.
I actively watched her.
Oh, okay. Not makeup videos. Comedy videos. Is it like a Shane Dawson style of comedy?
I didn't watch Shane Dawson.
But is it that sort of vibe of like they're funny because it's them doing it and they just do everything?
I think so, yeah.
She's called like Jackie. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is her name? Oh my God. It's coming back to me because hasn't she quit everything forever?
Yeah.
What is her fucking name? Jackie. Oh!
She had She had greyhounds. Little Italian greyhounds.
Mr. Bones. I don't know. Oh my god, it's literally...
One was called Peaches, one was called Kermit. The greyhounds. She had a...
Miss Piggy.
Boyfriend called... Oh. Boyfriend called Julian.
This is not helping, because I never watched her videos, but I know who she is. She's literally called something like fucking... Jasmine, Jackie. Does it begin with a J?
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is why it's in my head. Jasmine, Jackie, Jennifer, Jenny, Jenny, Jennifer, Jennifer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jen, Jenny, Jenny, Jenna, 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 Jenna. Oh, Jenna, 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 Jenna.
A little game used to play with balls.
Jenna.
Not you. Most people would play it, though.
Bowling, marbles. Jenna Marbles. Jenna Marbles! Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, my God. Okay. Right. So she does, like, comedy videos.
Yeah.
Subscribers, 40 million.
I want to say, like, 12.
Really?
19.6 million.
That's good. Yeah.
How many more have I got?
I actually used to watch Shane Dawson, which is terrifying.
Right, quick fire. Who's that? Name her.
She is a girl in my local area who's looking to fuck.
Incorrect. That's Sniper Wolf.
That's who? Sniper Wolf? What the hell is this? Twilight?
All right, so judging by that photo, what do you reckon her subscriber count is?
16 million.
34 million.
No.
That's the first one that you've undershot. You've been saying like 50 million
I don't
per
know what
each
it's like.
Person.
I thought that somebody on YouTube had like a billion subscribers.
No.
Or like 100 million subscribers.
Well, Mr. Beast has 250 million.
Oh, and is he the most?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
I thought it would be
PewDiePie's
more than
that. Got like the second most at 100 million. And then anybody else that you are aware of
is
would
under
probably be
million.
Less than 20
I
mil.
Thought that literally, that's mad. Instagram like, numbers are way higher than that.
Yeah, like KSI, 24 million subscribers.
Is that it? Obviously, that's a lot. I just thought he had like 100 million.
Yeah. So when you're going, there's 60
but
mil?
How many followers do these people have on Instagram?
I don't know. Like, the Americans have more.
Less? KSI has less. Let me have a look. KSI. 13.2. Yeah. Kim Kardashian has about 300 million. What's going on? I mean, she is Kim Kardashian, first.
This man.
This is wild. That's literally Paul Breach. Is that not actually Paul Breach? Let me see. That's literally Paul Breach. Is it not? Whoever that is looks so much like Paul Breach.
It's...
Look at it. Have you seen it?
Any of these, I'm fuming.
Oh, right.
So,
he looks.
Name, content, subs.
Paul, football man. I have no idea. I guess the other guy was called Paul. Is that actually not Paul? Is that not just like Paul Breach without his hair? What is going on? I don't understand. Am I being horrible?
That not Paul Breach without his hair?
No, like it's been edited off. Guys, I feel like you're pranking me.
What do you mean?
It is. Is it not? I don't understand. I don't like this.
Why do you think I'm pranking you?
Because at first I genuinely thought it was a picture of Paul Breach that had been edited. Guys, they literally look identical. What is going on? Why are you all acting like that's not true? I'm so sorry to this man. Right, to this man. I think he's called James.
Mm-hmm.
I think he makes football videos. I'm guessing he's on a football pitch. And I think he has 5 million followers.
Unfortunately, that is our good friend Theo Baker.
I feel like I've heard you say his name before. I wouldn't know who that is. I'm not going to lie. Is it a footballer?
No.
Oh.
He's mostly a patient these days.
What does that mean? What, is he sick?
No, he's just got very fragile bones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that one of your friends?
Mm.
How old is he? How old is he?
How old do you think he is?
He's... I feel like I'm just being horrible now.
No, how old do you think he is?
40 plus. I'm not lying. Guys, are you all taking the piss out of me? Is that just a random person? I don't understand.
That's my uncle.
See? Are you taking the piss? What is going on? What's happening? What is happening? Is that your uncle? What is going on?
You think I look like that?
No, but your uncle might. Is that your uncle, yes or no?
It might be.
Who is this man? Because I've heard Theo Baker before, and that I always thought that it was like a singer or something.
He likes to think he is.
I feel like we're talking in riddles now. Right. That man is a YouTuber, or is your uncle?
No, he's not my uncle.
Right, okay. But he is a YouTuber who does football and has how many followers?
About 2 million, I think.
Right, okay. Well, I feel mean now. I'm not even taking the piss. I wholeheartedly, hand on my heart, no cross included, I just uncrossed my legs, thought that was Paul Breach. I'm not even joking with you. And I realise if it's your friend, I apologise to Theo Baker. I apologise, sir. Sorry to this man. I wholeheartedly thought it was. Yeah? Oh, how old is he? How old actually is he?
How old? Because, I mean, you know, YouTubers just hang around with each other because they're YouTubers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about age. So how old would you genuinely say this man is?
Legitimately 42. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be horrible. 42 years old.
I think I know his age, but I'll double check. Theo... Wait, that's just not him. It says Theo Baker born 2004. That's incorrect.
Oh my God.
No. He... I thought he... Do you want to re-guess?
No. What is it? How old is he? Tell me now, please.
Lower than 42.
Right, okay. 41. I have no idea.
Lower.
I have no idea. Well, just tell me.
27.
You are taking the piss. No, that's a lie. You are joking with me right now. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
He's 27.
Show me. What do you mean? You're chatting shit. What Andrew is 27. What? I'm 2 years away from being 27.
What do you mean, Bruce?
I don't believe you. Wait, show me that picture. Well, he looks a lot younger there.
That's because he is a lot younger there. Oh, they've got right, a young photo of him.
Oh my God. No, I feel bad. Oh, I feel awful now. Sorry to you, Theo Baker.
Look at the camera and apologise to Theo Baker.
Sorry, Theo Baker. Sorry, Theo Baker. I'm sure that you are absolutely lovely. Keep at it. Don't let the comments get you down. The comments by me. Don't let them get you down. That was coming from a naive perspective. I'm sure you're a lovely person.
Nothing about...
I stand by what I said. That is wild.
You can't keep doubling down on it.
I feel like you're lying to me, but this is wild.
You can't.
When was that picture taken then? The one on the website?
I don't know. Like 5 years ago or something?
Has he like been through a lot?
He's had a hair transplant.
Has he? What? What is he transplanted
it? This is just the road. Did you say where's he transplanted?
Yeah. Where's it gone? Oh God. Right, okay. I hope I never meet this man. Sorry to this man. Carry on.
Okay. Next game after that. I thought that we'd throw it back. Get up. No, we'd throw it back and we'd do some old school YouTube challenges.
Ooh.
Ooh. So what better, what springs to mind more than...
Oh my God. I love marshmallows.
No, we're not going to eat marshmallows. What a little do? Bit of chubby bunny.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to, like, make them s'mores. No. Like biscuits. Okay. Oh, choking hazard. Callum, will you be free to give me mouth-to-mouth if needed?
That's right. My little nickname for Indeed. Max. Choking hazard.
Right, shit. Okay. Did people not used to die doing this game?
No.
Like choking and dying? No? Okay. Cool.
Right,
how do you play it? I've forgotten, kind of. Oh, yeah, you've got to take the old Invisalign out. Ugh. Didn't like that. Right, okay. I will just put it on the record that I am a fitness legend now. So I will be partaking in the game, but I will not be swallowing.
That's what nobody swallowed them.
Oh, nobody used to swallow them?
No.
Oh, I kind of love them, though. I want one. Right,
so...
Is it a competition, then, between us
both?
The way
this goes is...
This is wild.
We take it in turns.
Yeah.
I put one in and say, chubby bunny. You put one in, chubby bunny. Right. We keep going until we cannot conceivably say that somebody is saying the words chubby bunny.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. For the audio listeners, we're putting marshmallows in our mouth. Right, I'm going to get some tissue out in case I dribble it.
I think we're aware of what the chubby bunny challenge
is. Okay, sorry.
Right.
Right, you go first. I'm really excited. Okay. Oh,
chubby bunny.
There was a lot of technique behind that one then. Okay.
Chubby bunny.
Oh, I'm eating it.
You fucking idiot.
Right. I've nearly swallowed it. Can I just swallow
it? Just swallow it and put another one in.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, I just said I wasn't going to eat one. Anyway. Chubby bunny.
All right. Chubby bunny.
These are so tasty. Chubby bunny.
It's going to be hard to just keep it down knowing that you just want to eat them.
I really want to eat it.
Chubby bunny.
How many have you got in now?
Three.
Okay.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
This is crazy. This is so fun.
Chubby bunny.
Oh gosh. This is so fun. I want to do this all the time.
Chubby bunny.
What we on?
Chubby bunny.
What we on? God, I put my finger down my throat. Alright, wait, let me. I need to reposition.
Chubby bunny.
Why are you saying it like that?
Chubby bunny. Oh, it's really all slipping out.
Chubby bunny.
What we are now?
Six.
Okay. Pop.
Chubby bunny.
I'm gone.
Chubby bunny.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
Chubby Bunny. Chubby Bunny.
Oh god. Chubby Bunny.
Oh fuck me.
Still need that mouth to mouth.
Guys, I can't call it all. That was awful. I'm so sorry. I've had to give up. That was wild. Yeah, can I please have some? Thank you. That was wild. That was really difficult. I swear I've seen people back in the day get to like 30.
Oh my god. It was the constant.
Oh, it was like sloshing about in my mouth.
A mouthful just going, oh bloody hell.
Oh. That was crazy. These marshmallows are so delicious though. But, do you want one?
Right.
Oh, wait, there's two together. Are you ready? Shit. Oh my god. Oh, right. I tried.
Max, that was the Chubby Bunny challenge. Was. You've got yourself some marshmallows to take home with you.
Thank you.
Up next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes.
I don't understand. Spoons. What do you do with a spoon? Egg and spoon race.
The cinnamon challenge, Max.
Oh. Oh, fucker. What is the challenge? I can't remember. Do you have to eat it?
Yeah. You just put it in your mouth and take it. Also, then we can do the cinnamon challenge.
I actually really like cinnamon now in my older age. But, oh, shitter. Right. I don't understand what the
we
challenge is.
We just have to try and swallow it.
Okay. Try to swallow it?
Yeah.
I've not got as much as you. Let me pour more.
Not.
I don't know how I've managed that. Okay. Shit. Shit, right, let's not get it all over the mics.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Oh god, I'm panicking.
Three.
Oh, okay.
Two. One. Cinnamon.
Go. Oh my god, guys. Oh my god, guys. Oh! Oh, I'm having a horrible time.
I'm crying.
That was just so bad. Oh!
Oh. Oh my god, Max, give me some tissue, I'm crying. Oh, that was so funny. Oh.
That was one of the worst things I've ever done. Honestly. That was.
Oh my god.
I cannot believe that that's what it was like. I do not remember.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
I really hated that a lot, right?
That's in my nose.
It's inside me. It's literally everywhere. I can feel it everywhere. Oh god. This was so much. I did not remember it. At first, I was like, I like cinnamon, this will be great. It's the powdered element of it drying up your entire mouth in 0.5 seconds.
The only
then
bit that's getting me now is the bit that's just harbouring itself at the back of my nose.
Yeah. Do not recommend. That was wild. I feel so dry. I feel like it's in my lungs.
Oh.
Blow it out. Why are you sniffing it up? Blow it. Blow it.
Got too far to go now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nowhere near the front of my nose.
Oh.
That was good work, Max.
Yeah. So after that brief interlude, guys, just like to let you know that Cinnamon Challenge has ruined both mine and George's day, but we are dedicated to this podcast in 2024, like I said, so we're sticking with it. George, it's literally inside like your eyeballs. I don't know what you did. I think
in
you inhaled.
My nose.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, it's freaking me out. You might have to like sniff some water or something. Yeah.
I'm not going to sniff water.
No, yeah, if you put water up your nose, then it'll get it out.
You've got me mistaken for you. I'm not going to fall for that.
It worked.
Right. Right, one word to describe these YouTubers. Logan Paul.
Controversial.
Shane Dawson.
Big fat weirdo.
That's three words.
Weirdo.
Nice. KSI LGBT.
Successful.
Zoella.
Kind. I don't know her personally, but
Cal Freezy.
Joker.
Joker.
I feel like he's always laughing.
Mr. Beast.
That is an awful picture of Mr. Beast. First of all, Rich.
Nice. Casper Lee.
Oh, businessman.
Hyphenated.
Oh, yeah, okay. Businessman hyphenated. Yeah.
The Sidemen.
Brothers. I have no idea.
You're so down with the kids. Jeffree Star.
Terrifying.
James Charles. Not that
Nons.
Word. No, Max.
Okay, right. Allegedly.
Just allegedly is the word.
Yes.
And finally, Arthur Television.
Oh, lovely.
No.
Yeah.
There you go. That Mom. Wraps. Bloody hell. So much cinnamon in my nasal passage.
Yeah, that's not a good place to have cinnamon. No. I've learned from that a little bit of cinnamon, nice. A lot of cinnamon, too much. Far too much. That really actually upset me to my core. I can still see cinnamon everywhere. We will be cleaning this.
That was a lot, wasn't it?
It was. But do you know what, George? That was a great episode. Thank you. So like we said, everybody, each month we will be planning an episode each. So stay tuned for mine in March.
Good luck beating that one.
Exactly. I know. I'll have to, we have to shove cucumbers up our, I don't know. It's a challenge. We'll see.
Then he really would be beating
me. Oh. But before we wrap up the YouTube episode, we've actually had one of our lovely listeners send in a dilemma for us, George. Should we have a see? I'll send it to print now.
What a treat, Max. That never happens.
I know. And just a reminder, guys, for our two London shows, the two biggest shows for the tour, we still have some tickets left. I think less so for the first one. The second one has more. I don't know if there's still meet and greet available.
Gang members, remember, the second London show is the final show of the tour, baby.
I want someone...
We'll be tired as heck.
Even if you've got tickets... to, let's say, Bristol. Come on down to that last one, because we might have some special guests that are going to be doing some things there as well. Who knows? Anyway, I'll read this one because you can't breathe right now. Hi, Max and Greg. So, I love it when people say that. So, basically, I have a family dilemma that is causing serious sleepless nights. I found out that my grandparents are swingers. Oh. That's why. Okay. If you're wondering how this information reached me, my sister found out from my parents that my uncle's mate was working at my grandparents' house, fixing some pipes, in the ceiling, and had to go into their bedroom to find them. Conveniently, the pipe that needed fixing was under their bed, and when looking under, he found a swingers magazine. While having a flick through it, as you do, he found out that my grandparents were pictured in the magazine.
Oh.
Using different names, in brackets, Peter and Sally,
nice.
Advertising themselves.
Hell yeah.
this is wild. So what I'm asking is, how do I go about my life knowing that my grandparents are getting it on with other couples on the daily? Thanks a lot, Jasmine. Love the pod. See you in London. Whey, legend Jasmine. Nice. Like we just said, tickets still available now. I'll give you a kiss. I won't. Well,
they're not hurting anyone. Depends the sort of ferocity that they go at things.
If
with,
you found out that any of your grandparents were swingers, I think you would be mortified.
Yeah, but I don't think it, feel like it's something that I'd go up to them and be like, can you stop?
Oh, I would never. Yeah, so I don't want to confront that in my life.
There is no...
No, but you have to come to terms with it yourself. That's the only advice that we can give. I think you have to... Number one, erase from mind. This never happened.
Yeah.
Peter and Sally are no more. They're still the original John and Barbara or whatever. They're not swinging. The only swinging that they're doing is pushing their grandchildren in the swings of the park.
Oh, don't bring their grandchildren
into
it.
Yeah, actually, they should they should stay firmly out.
Nothing firm about it, Max. Disgusting.
Oh, God, yeah. They're quite getting on now, aren't they? I think... this is a silly question because... I think I like my swinging grandparents. This is a silly question because I know that older people, especially like grandparents age like 70, they still must have sex, obviously. But like,
it doesn't have to be obvious. They can still do it behind closed doors. They don't have to put it in a swingers mag.
No, but like, they will still have sex. However, like, will they want it that bad that they would swing for it? I guess so. I don't know. I just feel like when I hit 70, I'm not going to give that much of a shit about sex anymore. But I might be wrong.
Did I tell you about the man that was browsing a sex website in front of me on the train?
No, you did not.
I was on the way back from Bristol. Mm-hmm. And there was a man who was dressed...
For the audio listeners, George has got something in his mouth that was previously up his nose, and it's really making me sick.
It just sound like I picked my nose. That was there was a man sat in front of me on the train, mm-hmm. who had a certain website open up on his iPad/tablet. And I wasn't looking,
snooping.
But he was sat there, side on.
He wanted you to see.
So, you know, nobody in the garage could see. But little did he know that I was sat behind him. Just gently hands around him. Okay, let's go to the next one. No, it was just called swingers.com.
Must be pretty popular then.
Yeah, he was scrolling down the page, people posting photos. And I saw him multiple times just... click on like them and then click in the comments section and be like nice cock or like that, like I like that cock and all that stuff, and it was just short quick snippets they had locked and loaded ready to go and he was just commenting them on like I must have seen like 6 or 7 comments he popped on different cocks that he saw.
Oh my god.
And then
they
just said we should be arriving at the London Paddington. And he was like, oh, fucking hell. And then he sped up a bit, started commenting quicker. And then we arrived at the station. He just puts his little iPad sleeve over the top, pops it in his bag. Sort of little handle comes up, puts his like suit jacket on.
I feel like I'm there.
He just walks off. Just blends into the London Paddington crowd.
There you go.
Never to be seen again.
That's always the case.
They walk among us.
They really do. And little do you know, he's telling everyone they've got nice cock. Did I tell you about the story on my way here today that happened as to why I'm such a good person?
Were you just complimenting everyone's cocks?
No.
Nice cock, man. Hey, you. Good cock.
No, I felt like Jesus. I felt like Mother Teresa. There was this older couple next to me at the petrol station as I was filling up my car on the way here. And... they couldn't work out how to open the petrol door thing to let the petrol in.
Is this an innuendo?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And then the guy was like, excuse me, like, you're young. Do you think you'll be able to help? So they were like an older couple.
Hey, you, nice cock. Get over it.
And I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I'll come. I genuinely could not work out how to open it. They said they just got this car secondhand. It was like a Mini from 2004 or something like that.
Nice.
So they're trying to work it out. I'm Googling it, how to do it. I spent about 10 minutes with them trying to work it out. She's got the manual open. She's like flicking through it.
Yeah.
We can't work it out at all. And then I figured, I was like, right, just turn the car off, turn it back on, unlock it, and then we'll try it again. And it worked. I don't know why it worked. Then, I spent like 10 minutes with these people building up a rapport. They're asking me about me. They're saying, oh, you've got a nice car. You know what? We should have got a nicer car, blah, 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 all this stuff.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, these are nice people. I go in to pay for my petrol. I say to the guy, I'm like, how much have they just put in? He said, £15 worth. I said, I'll pay for those as well. And in that moment, I thought, I'm such a nice person.
And you know what makes it even better? That you did it...
I did it humbly and I didn't tell anyone about it.
Under the disguise of just this random man. And then you didn't brag about it anywhere.
I didn't brag about it.
You didn't tell anyone. No.
I've just... like only me and you are the only people... The only... What are you looking at? The only people that know about this. Mm. So I just think, to my heart, I'm such a nice person.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Also, by the way, when's that video going out? Are you giving
tomorrow
food to the homeless
people? It's with my editor now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to edit their faces out though, because they're all ugly as fuck. No. That was a joke. The video's coming out in 2 days. No video.
Did you manage to get the blanket off that one that was holding it?
No, but it was cold. What did they expect? Like, hoggers, like, give it to me. No. We joke. But yeah.
Anyway, so, you're swinging grandparents. Just forget about it.
Buy them some petrol. Until next time. No, thank you everybody very much for watching. George has got to go and do something now, and hopefully he doesn't have to use his nostrils to do that thing. Because he's clearly very unwell.
If you liked... like it. If you want to subscribe.
Oh.
If you like to ring bells, ring us.
Bell. Maybe and like
if
to
you're
comment.
Listening, oh. Give us a download. Watch us on, listen to us on the go. And rate us 5 stars.
That was good. If you would like to send in a dilemma, please do so via our email, theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. Also, you might have noticed that we put out a application for hiring a social media person. Please stop sending those in because we have filled that spot. We are very happy. Please check out all of our new and upgraded socials. They're very exciting. And like we said before, much more to come this year. Stay tuned, baby. Get tickets to the tour. Do it all. We cannot wait to see you. And
hell
until
yeah.
Next time, don't try the cinnamon challenge unless you're solid like us, brother.
Yeah, we are rock hard right now.
We are. Love you lots.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.